This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from the BBC.
Do you like somewhere a little bit different to the usual types of places you find on the high street? I do, so I'm glad to see new ones popping up everywhere in London. The so-called pop-up shop is a temporary arrangement. In the aftermath of the financial crisis of 2008, many businesses had to shut down. Shops, warehouses and offices were left vacant when they stopped trading. Pop-up entrepreneurs occupied some of them quickly. For them, the appeal of this temporary shopping concept is clear. They can start a business with much lower risk. The temporary nature of a pop-up gives the opportunity to test a product and develop a customer base without being tied into a long-term renting contract. Being small makes it much easier for pop-ups to expand if they are successful. Pop-up shops first appeared in the UK in the early 2000s, with the economy booming. They were originally a way for small, niche companies to rent retail space in great locations. This was while landlords who owned these spaces looked for permanent tenants. Pop-up shops can take a number of different forms. They might be temporary shops in the high street or a shopping centre. They might be simple market stalls. They could be based in some kind of transport, like a food truck. Or they could be run by people who visit different establishments, like travelling chefs who take over pub and restaurant kitchens temporarily. According to a 2014 report by the Centre of Economic and Business Research, the pop-up industry was worth £2.1 billion and is expected to grow by 8.4% this year. Almost anything that can be on a high street can also be a pop-up. There have been pop-up shops, art galleries, theatres and restaurants, amongst others. In an age of fast-changing habits, the pop-up idea might be here to stay.
Takeaway English from the BBC.